This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Among the native plants I purchased from my local soil and water conservation district for my butterfly garden was the liatris. This marvelous pollinator plant is also called blazing star or gay feather. It's tough, it's dependable, and among its species is a monarch magnet. Yes, the monarch butterfly, which favors milkweed, also adores meadow blazing star. I'll include its Latin name on my website, gardenbite.com. Northern Gardener magazine had a fantastic article that included favorites of writer Rhonda Hayes. She included the one I have in my butterfly garden, rough or button blazing star. It's hardy to zone 3 and grows to 3 feet tall in medium to dry soil. It's great for a cut flower bouquet, but it's so loaded with pollinators that I hate to disturb them. While I bought small plants, liatris can be grown from seed, corms, or bare root, too. If growing a prairie, seed is your cheapest option, but it will take at least a year to see flowers. Corms are like flat bulbs and are planted in the spring. Bare root can be planted in spring or fall. Check out your local nurseries. There are a number of native plant growers in the Upper Midwest, and I have links on gardenbite.com. If you're into xeriscaping, which is landscaping with plants that need little water, then the dotted blazing star is for you due to its deep root system. That also means it probably isn't one to be moved. Dotted grows to just 2 feet tall. The small flowers bloom profusely on spires. The dense blazing star is the tallest of the species, growing to 5 feet. It prefers wet to medium soil. There is a cultivar of this species that grows 18 to 24 inches. There's also a white version called Floristan White. Check out gardenbite.com and my Garden Bite Facebook page for more. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.